ஜப தப விரத ஸ்தோத்திர கவனித அர்ச்சன யோக ராச மகோத்சவ விபவ பாவ பரமாத்புத நர்த்தன வர நிறிய சத்துர அகணித ராக நவவித தாள. நவவித ஹியர் டசன்ட் ரெஃபர் டு 9 டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் தாளா, இட்ஸ் நாட் த நவசந்தி தாளம், அந்த கைண்ட் ஆஃப் ரெஃபரன்ஸ் கிடையாது. இட்ஸ் நவ மீன்ஸ் நாவல், டிஃப்ரெண்ட் டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் தாளாஸ் இஸ் வாட் இஸ் மென்ட் ஹியர். அகணித்தராக நவவித தாள கிரமலய கதிஸ்வர தந்திரி சமன்வித ஆனந்தாதிக ஆனந்தாதிசய சுக நிமக்ன அனந்த மகாந்த சரணாரவிந்த. இந்த சுக நிமக்ன, த ஆனந்தாதிசய சுக நிமக்ன தட் ஊத்துக்காடு வெங்கடகவி சேஸ் ஹியர், யூ கேன் சீ தட் ஹேப்பனிங் இன் த ஃபிஃப்த் சிக்ஸ் சரணம்ஸ் ஆஃப் எந்தோரம் அனுபவல் ஆல்சோ. இந்த ஃபோர்த் சரணம் ஆல்சோ தியாகராஜா டாக்ஸ் அபவுட் பதித பாவருடனே பரத் பருணி குறிஞ்சி பரமார்த்த மகுடிஜ மார்க்கமுதோனு பாடுச்சுனு செல்ல அப்பமுதோ ஸ்வரலயா. ஹி டாக்ஸ் அபவுட் ஸ்வரலயா ஹியர் அண்ட் ஊத்துக்காடு வெங்கடகவி டாக்ஸ் அபவுட் த அகணித ராக நவவித தாள கிரமலய கதி ஸ்வர தந்திரி சமன்வித ஆனந்தாதிசய சுக நிமக்ன.
கோயலுமீர நடலுகள் குசர துனி சத கனுலூனு புலக சரீருலை ஆனந்த பயோதினி மக்னுலை.
பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் இம்மர்ஸ்ட் இன் தட் ஓஷன் ஆஃப் ஆனந்த அண்ட் ஜாய், தட் கைண்ட் ஆஃப் மகானுபாவாஸ் ஐ செல்யூட் இஸ் வாட் போத் ஆஃப் தெம் சே. நவ் த நெக்ஸ்ட் சரணம், if you look at in Enduro Mahanubhavulu, Tyagaraja actually mentions some names.
Parama Bhagavata Munivar Shashi Vibhakara Sanaka Sanandana Vikesha Sura Kim Purusha Kanaka Kashipu Sudana Radatum Buru Pavana Suru Bhala Chanda Dhara Shuka Sarodha Bhava Bhusura Varulu
Parama Bhava
அனு சாஸ்வதுலு கமல பவ சுகமு சதானுபவுலு.
சோ லெட்ஸ் லுக் அட் த பீப்புள் தட் தியாகராஜா ஹஸ் மென்ஷன்ட் ஹியர் ஆர் ஆல் மித்தலாஜிக்கல் பர்சனாலிட்டிஸ். நன் ஆஃப் தெம் இஸ் எ ஹிஸ்டாரிக் பர்சனாலிட்டி. சசி, விபாகர, சனக, சனந்தன, Dikisha is the Dikpalakas, Sura, Kim Purusha, Kanaka Kashipu Suta, Prahlada, etc., etc., etc. He mentions in this. So now, as I told you in Bhajanamrita, Venkatakavi is mentioning, in the first few charanams, he is mentioning devotees of Vishnu, and then he goes on to Rama, and the next one he talks about Bhagavata Katha Shravana Patana. And the sixth one, he moves on to devotees of Shiva.
Nandisha
Matanga
Vyagra Pada Sagasra Pana Nadana Tumburu Chandisha Mrikandu Sudha Muniga Sandadanu Tarajade Sayelasti Shiva Bhajana Amrita.
So, he is mentioning some of the prominent devotees of Shiva. Again, up to this point, everything is a mythological personality. நந்தீஷ மதங்க வியாக்ரபத சகசிரபணாம் மகுடதர தும்புரு சண்டீஷ மிருகண்டுசுத மார்க்கண்டேயா எக்ஸெட்ரா எக்ஸெட்ரா சிவ பஜனாமிருத. ஸோ இட்ஸ் நாட் ஒன்லி அபவுட் விஷ்ணு பஜனா, இட்ஸ் அபவுட் எவ்ரி திங் இன் த ஒன்னஸ். த அத்வைதிக் கான்செப்ட் ஓவர் தேர் ஹஸ் பின் ப்ராட் அவுட் இன் த செவன்த் சரணம். ஹி ஆக்சுவலி மூவ்ஸ் ஆன் டு டிஃப்ரெண்ட் கைண்ட் ஆஃப் பர்சனாலிட்டிஸ்.
சிவகரி சரவண பவ புக பஜன நிரந்தரமால் அலங்கிருத சோப பாகீஷ சிவ பத ஹிருதய சுமணி வாசக சுந்தர டிண்டிம கவிராஜ் மதுர கவிராஜ் ராமானுஜ குலசேகர விஷ்ணு சித் பரகல புரந்தர துளசிதாச சரணர விந்த தூடி கரி சிவ புக பஜனமிருத.
சிவஹரி சரவண பவ குக பஜன நிரந்தர மாலா அலங்கிருத சோப வாகீஷ சிவபாத ஹிருதய சுத்த. வாகீஷ இஸ் ஹியர் திருநாவுக்கரசர். வாகீஷ இஸ் ஆல்சோ தி நேம் ஃபார் பிரம்மா, பட் இன் திஸ் கான்டெக்ஸ்ட் இட் இஸ் திருநாவுக்கரசர். சிவபாத ஹிருதய சுத்த, மணிவாச்சக, சுந்தர, ஆல் திஸ் ப்ராமினன்ட் நாயன்மார்ஸ். டிண்டிம கவி இஸ் அருணகிரிநாதர் ஹியர். டிண்டிம கவிராஜ, மதுர கவி, தென் இ கோஸ் ஆன் டு த சம் ஆஃப் த ஆழ்வார்ஸ். மதுர கவி, மதுர கவிராஜ, ராமானுஜ ஆல்சோ ஹி பிரிங்ஸ் இன் டு த திங், ஈவன் தோ ஹி இஸ் நாட் அன் ஆழ்வார் அஸ் சச், ஹி இஸ் அ கிரேட் டிவோட்டி. ராமானுஜ, குலசேகர, விஷ்ணு சித்த, பரகால இஸ் திருமங்கை ஆழ்வார். தென் ஹி கம்ஸ் டு புரந்தரதாசா அண்ட் துளசிதாசா. ஸோ ஹவு சி ஹி ஹஸ் பிராட் ஆல்மோஸ்ட் லைக் எ ஹிஸ்டாரிக்கல் பர்ஸ்பெக்டிவ் அபவுட் திஸ், த வே இன் விச் ஹி ஹஸ் பிராட் திஸ் டிவோட்டிஸ். And if you do a statistical analysis of Uthugada Venkatakavi and some of these other composers, no other composer has mentioned as many historic personalities in their compositions as Uthugada Venkatakavi has. In the same Saptaratna set, yes, there is an entire composition which mentions each and every one of the 63 Nayanmars. I'll be coming to that later on. But even in many of the other compositions, you see he has composed whole pieces on Jayadeva, on Andal, திருமங்கை ஆழ்வார், மாணிக்க வாச்சகர், அண்ட் ஸோ சம் ஆஃப் த அதர் நாயன்மார்ஸ் ஹூ ஆர் ஆக்சுவலி ஹிஸ்டாரிக் பர்சனாலிட்டிஸ். ஸோ தேட் கிவ்ஸ் யூ அ வெரி கிளியர் இன்டர்னல் எவிடன்ஸ். இட்ஸ் அ வெரி வெரி ஸ்ட்ராங் இன்டர்னல் எவிடன்ஸ் ஆஃப் த ஃபேக்ட் தட் ஹி லிவ்ட் சம்டைம் ஆஃப்டர் தீஸ் கிரேட் கம்போசர்ஸ். ஸோ த லாஸ்ட் தட் ஹஸ் பீன் மென்ஷன்ட் பை ஹிம் இஸ் துளசிதாசா. ஐ எம் ஆல்சோ இன்வெஸ்டிகேட்டிங் அனதர் கப்புள் ஆஃப் காம்போசிஷன் வேர் பத்ராச்சல ராம்தாஸ் இஸ் மென்ஷன்ட். ஐ எம் செக்கிங் ஆன் தோஸ் காம்போசிஷன்ஸ், பட் those are also probably the ones that he mentioned. So chronologically we can really infer that he lived sometime after this, probably 50-60 years after Tulasidasa period, which ties up with what the Venkatakavi descendants have been telling most of us so far. Now look at the next composition. If you noticed the similarity to the extent that both Tyagaraja and Uthugada Venkatakavi start off with Nattai for their set of kritis. The second kriti, Dudukugala, we all know what is the whole spirit of this composition. Venkatakavi's Saptaratna, also the second one, is in Gaula. It is entirely on Lord Vishnu. The third composition is in Kalyani, it's on Radha. Fourth one is in Keeravani, it's on again Krishna and his music. Fifth one is in Todi, and that is on Lord Shiva. Sixth one is the one in Paras, which is attribute to the 63 Nayanmars. And the final one is in Madhyamavati on Lord Krishna. And it's actually more an offering, it's a daily worship song. Tyagaraja, if you look at that, the Pancharatna Kritis Jagadananda Karaka is again attribute to Lord Rama, where he actually uses a lot of Namavali. The entire composition is replete with Namavali basically. And the next one, Dudukugala, is an autobiographical composition where he talks about his own feelings about how he could have led life or how he did not lead life. Some scholars have a feeling here that even though Tyagaraja says it in the first person, he actually used himself as a sort of a hint, but addressing society at large. And now, here is where I have a strong difference of opinion in this particular interpretation of this composition. Now, if Tyagaraja wanted to critique society, he had absolutely no problems in doing so in any composition if he felt fit. He was never afraid to call a spade a spade. If you look at compositions like Teliyaleru Rama, Yajnadulu Sukamanuvariki, all these kind of compositions he has critiqued mankind at large.
So he doesn't have to actually pretend to criticize himself and actually be, you know, criticizing somebody on the sly. And that actually is almost against the very spirit of Tyagaraja, the very way in which he lived as a human being. I don't think he was ever afraid of anything. He was not one of those defensive composers at all. If you look at some of the compositions, he never worried about political correctness. He never worried about being defensive. He was never scared. He just did not fill lyrics with whatever things that came to mind, you know, Rama, Ninu, Bro, kind of things. He actually, you know, was almost autobiographical in documenting whatever his feelings was at a given time. Whether they were positive or negative is for us to study and see, you know, because it really reflects society as it lived at that kind of time. Now, if you look at some compositions of Purandaradasa, you'll be able to see this. Satyavantirige kala villa hari, asatyavantirige kala vidu. And this he has said when? Around 1500 kind of time. Even today we keep saying, nowadays, you know, all this is gone. So, if you look at society, if you look at some of the real composers' works, you can see that this kind of trends are there all the time. And there are so many kind of compositions where Purandaradasa and Tyagaraja have composed, which gives a very clear glimpse of what society was like. And there are compositions where Tyagaraja has critiqued rituals, he has critiqued hypocrisy. If you look at Kanugonu Saukyamu, for example,
Tanu okecho manezo kecho teginevesha mokecho nidi janule nechu vaye riki jayamune.
Body in one place, mind in another place, but fooling the public all the time. Can they ever be actually victorious in the real sense of the term? He asks.
వరరాగల యజ్ఞులు తామనుచు వదరేరయ్యా. వరరాగల యజ్ఞులు తామనుచు వదరేరయ్యా. స్వరజతి మూర్ఛన భేదముల్ స్వాంతమందు తెలియకనుండేన. వరరాగల యజ్ఞులు తామనుచు.
దే టాక్ యాస్ దో దే నో రాగ లయ everything, they know nothing. He doesn't even say they are talking. He says they are actually blabbering. Swara jati murchana bhedamul swantamandu teliyaka. They don't even know the differences of swara jati murchana, and they are going on talking. Only saving grace of this composition, it's almost like, you know, some of us coming to your houses and having a dinner and then saying, avarena sarpara, what is he, what does he know, this kind of thing. Only difference is Tyagaraja added one Sri Rama at the end of that Pallavi.
Vararagala yajnulu tamanu chovadare raya Sri Rama.
He did not gossip with other people. He, whatever his grievances, he addressed to the Lord. Whether it was personal grievance or social grievance, he talks about how his parents gave him good values, but all others around him were, you know, harassing him.
Talitandri bhakti no sagi rakshin chiri tagina varalento himsin chiri.
My parents gave me good values, but others around me were this thing. In this kind of situation, even if you don't talk to me, where will I go?
Palukave yemina daivama.
In Aurangasai, he says, all these people are not able to stand my genius. They are all jealous of me. So that line, he's saying that I came away to escape all this jealousy and all these negative vibes going around me in my circles. And here I'm coming and saying, oh Rangasai, why can't you say oh and come to my aid right away? That's a song. So like this, there are so many compositions where Tyagaraja has not been afraid to talk out. So in Dudukugala, when he says this, (clears throat) This doesn't mean that Tyagaraja lived life as a villain and then, you know, suddenly he this thing. But against the kind of yardstick that they had set for themselves, they might have found themselves falling short now and then. See, that's the way you have to look at the whole composition. Now, most of the things that Tyagaraja said here are generally applicable to a lot of people, but that is a very big subject. So let us look at only at what he did in terms of the melody in this particular thing. He selected a raga like Gowda for this. This Gowda itself is a very beautiful, poignant kind of raga, which can be also bright in compositions like Pranama Meham and all that, but it can also bring out a lot of poignancy when you are having this kind of a lower octave, you know, bass for this. So there, even in this kind of composition, beautiful usages are there. If you look at the first charanam, Shri Venita Krit Kumuda Mahanasa Gochara Guduku Shri Venita Krit Kumudabja Avang Manasa Gochara. That's almost like entire phrase is Sanskrit over there actually. One who is like the moon that makes the Kumuda, that is Lakshmi's heart, bloom. And one who is beyond thought and words. Avang Manasa Gochara. Sakala Bhuta Mula Yindu Nivai Undaga Malileka Boyena Chiruta Prayamuna Nade Bhajana Vratarasa Vihina Kutar Kudayena. So, finally it caps off in the 8th and 9th charanams. Chakkani mukha kavalam bunanu sadana madhigo smarana lekane durmadanda janula pori paritapa mule cheta gini dogini durvishayat koyaleka satam aparadiye chapada chittudena Manavatanu durlabha manuju nenchi paramananda mundaleka madamatsaraka amalobha mokula kudasurai mosa podiga modati kola judagu jubhuvidi shodrulu parulu salpuchu nundiniga maradamulanu royasarine madamulanu sadimpataru maru tuduku like this. So now coming to the Saptaratna Kriti over there, it's entirely on Vishnu, as I said. Aganita Mahima Adbhutalila Aganita Mahima Adbhutalila Sadakarshita Rajasa Dishaktya Praga Prapancha Paripala Adnanta Paryankashayana Onamayaste. See how that composition, look at what is known as the musical movement here. Agadita Mahimad Bhuta Leela Sadakarshita Rajasadi Shaktyatmaka Prapancha Paripala Ananta Paryanka Shayana Namo Namaste. So in this, it starts with the normal speed. The next line is in Madhyama Kalam. And then he comes back to the normal speed in the third Avartanam. this is a technique, a melodic technique that Oothukada Venkata Kavvi was unique in handling sometimes. You would find very rare examples where a composer starts in the normal speed, goes to the Madhyama Kalam, then brings it back to the normal speed within that section. Normally, Madhyama Kalams are used more as a punctuation mark at the end of every section. One of the exceptions you can actually look at is Bhajana Seyave Manasa in Kalyani by Tyagaraja, where he'll start the charanam in the Madhyama Kalam and then it comes back to the slow speed. But it gives a very different musical feel in many of the compositions that you'll see. Let's observe this again.
ಕರ್ಷಿತ ರಜಸಿ ಶಕ್ತಿಯ ಜಗ ಪ್ರಪಂಚ ಪರಿಪಾಲ ಅನಂತ ಪರ್ಯಂಕ ನಯಮಸ್ತೆ ನಯಮಸ್ತೆ ಖಗ ತುರಂಗ
So there you look at that Sanskrit. Kamala Mukha Kamala Shili Mukha. This kind of usages, the word play, Uthukada Venkata Kavvi will indulge in beautifully. Kamala Mukha Kamala Shili Mukha. One who is like the bee to the beautiful flowery face of Lakshmi. Kamala Mukha Kamala, the lotus, that is Lakshmi's face. He is like the bee to the lotus, that is Lakshmi's face. He uses a similar kind of usage in the fifth Saptaratna Kriti, in Todi also.
Niravari kamani aramani aramani mukha jalaja madhupa mukha,
where he talks about Shiva being similar in that equation with respect to Parvati. So the quality of Sanskrit, if you look at it, now if you look at that Bhajanamrita Paramananda, the same theme of Yandramanubhavulu. Yandramanubhavulu is in Telugu, but Bhajanamrita is in Sanskrit. And if you look at it, the whole expression, their kind of thoughts and the kind of manner in which they have communicated the sentiments, you can see how popular Sanskrit was as a language by the conversational style in which a composer is able to compose it. So now if you look at that, the kind of usages in this, also you see that scholarship of the composer over there. Then, in this composition and another four compositions in the Saptaratna set, Uthukada Venkata Kavvi has used this concept of anchor charanam. What is an anchor charanam? He will take a line of the charanam and keep that as the refrain, as a temporary refrain for all the other Madhyama Kalams to keep going back. The most common example of this you see is in Sadinchane of Tyagaraja, where Samaya Nikitagu Matalaadane becomes the anchor charanam and all other charanams are built around that. So, of course, there is another school of thought which says that you should go back to Sadinchane only each time. So that is a separate subject. But I'm just giving the melodic idea for you about what an anchor charanam is. So here, the first line of the charanam.
Namo Namaste. Namo Namaste Purushottama Namo Namaste Purushottama Namo Namaste Narayana Purushottama Namo Namaste Narayana Purushottama Namo Namaste Punarapi Punarapi Narayana Nandaloka Pate Namo Namaste.
So then this becomes the this all the other charanams. Hmm. Sing the first one. So it goes on like that. Let's go jump a couple of steps and go to the fifth one, where it's almost like a Veda Parayanam kind of feel he brings in with the repeated use of the word Pataye.
Kshirabharat
Taranga Mrutarala Pankajapate.
Kshirabharavarataranga Mrutarala Pankajapate. Kshitijapataye Kshitipataye Dinakara Chandra Pataye Pataye. Sagujana Pataye Vraja Pataye Dana Yoga Japatava Sadhana Sangeeta Paramo Hidayaka Pataye Madhukara Haraya Namo Namaste.
Then let's skip to the final charanam, which is very interesting because of two reasons. Number one, it's probably the single longest charanam that you will see of this nature in any Carnatic composition. It's 6 avartanams long of this. Normally 4 will be the general limit that you will see in this kind of Aditalam composition, but this one he has chosen to keep it 6 avartanams. And not only that, he mentioned some of the very rare devotees of Vishnu in this one. Let's hear it.
Chandra Jatadara Bhagavane Daitya Varya Manu Kudumba Vena. Chandra Jatadara Bhagavane
Daitya Varya Manu Kudumba Vena.
Janakanga Dhruva Muchukunda Videga Kadiva Gunagusha Mandatari Shantanu Baliranti Deva Pippalada Bhurishena Dilipa Utanga Deva Saraswata Sagada Parashara Vijaya Vidur Madhutarayam Gadisha Vibhishana Gadishaya Mahimutama Chittaba Marutatanaya Pramukaya Bhagavata Vinuta Nirantara Manoramaya Namo.
Like that. Chandra Jatadhara Bhagavanata Daitya Varya Manu Kutumba Vena Janakanga Dhruva Muchukunda Videha Kadi Raghu Nagusha Mandatadi Shantanu Bali Ranti Deva Pippalada Bhurishena Dilipa Utanka Devala Saraswata Sagara Parashara Vijaya, that is Arjuna, Vidura, Ambarisha, etc., 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 finally culminating with Maruta Tanaya, which is Hanuman. That's what he has done in this particular composition. And so you can see the kind of, now I really used to pride myself about being fairly well read before I got acquainted with the works of Uthagada Venkata Kavi. Because I had read Valmiki Ramayana when I was about 12 or 13, the entire 7 parts, the original transliteration of that one. Almost 2000 pages in A4 size. Kind of thing. And then I have, through the works of Tyagaraja, Dikshitara and others, I had read almost a lot of this, scriptures and all these kind of things fairly early on, and so that almost any kriti, any reference, I could almost relate to it, what the composer is talking about. But when I came across these words, some of these, the personalities that he has mentioned, like Pippalada, Devala, Saraswata and all that, I had to actually buy myself this Puranic encyclopedia just to see who these characters were that have been mentioned. So, the kind of expansion of one's own knowledge base by studying such great composers is something tremendously practically seen and felt firsthand when you look at the works of Uthagada Venkata Kavi. Some of the rarest references he has done effortlessly. I mean, of course, it might have been commonplace in his times, but still, you don't see parallels in Carnatic literature of some of the personalities which have been mentioned by him in his compositions, you know, very naturally with the flow. Now, let's move on to the third one.